A Skagway business owner is in legal trouble for allegedly selling fake native art. And Haynes suffers a sharp surge in strep throat. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The owner of Lynch & Kennedy Dry Goods in Skagway and a seasonal employee who works there are facing federal misdemeanor charges of misrepresentation of Indian-produced goods. According to court documents filed Thursday, they sold crafts that were based on Alaska Native designs under the guise of actually being made by an Alaska Native artist, when in fact they were not. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has the details.
According to court documents filed with the U.S. Attorney's Office, store owner Rosemary Liebert and her employee Judy Gengler misled customers when selling Native-style art in Skagway. Liebert is one of four Southeast business owners charged Thursday for the offense after a sting operation by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Under the Indian Arts and Crafts Act, it is illegal to offer, display, or sell goods that deceptively suggest they were made by a Native person. The artist has to be a member of a tribe or certified by a Native tribe as a non-member artisan. The court documents recount a web of conflicting information given by Liebert and Gengler about the origin of a piece of art for sale in the store. In July 2014, an undercover Fish and Wildlife agent approached Gengler, who was working at Lynch & Kennedy on Broadway Street, and inquired about a carving made of bone. Court documents said the agent knew the piece was not carved by an Alaska Native or certified artist. The charging documents go on to say that Gengler falsely represented the carving, saying that it was made by a, quote, Native or First Nation and Eskimo. Gengler offered to sell the carving to the agent for $2,000, but the agent left and returned a short time later. When he returned, the agent told Gengler that the artist was in fact not Alaska Native or Inupiaq, but was from Cambodia. Gengler pulled out a biography on the artist and responded that yes, the artist was from Cambodia, but was adopted into a family in Juneau and given a, quote, Eskimo name. 2 months later, a different Fish and Wildlife agent approached Gengler in the store and identified himself as a federal employee. He asked about the same carving, and Gengler told him the artist was not Native and not a member of any tribe, and they had no biography on him. That same month, the undercover agent emailed Liebert asking about the piece. She told him the carver was a Native to Alaska, as in he lived in the state for a long time, but not Alaska Native. In June of 2015, almost a year after the initial contact, the undercover agent went back into the store and asked about the carving. Liebert told him it was crafted by a person who was, quote, Eskimo and, quote, Alaska Native. The agent bought the piece for just over $1,100. In September of 2015, two Fish and Wildlife agents contacted Liebert and asked about the carving sold in June. According to court documents, she changed her story again and told them the artist was not Alaska Native or a member of any tribe. Gengler and Liebert are both charged with one count each of misrepresenting Indian-produced goods. Arraignment for both women is scheduled for April 18th. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jack Schmidt confirmed Friday that Liebert was one of four business owners or employees charged in the sting.
There was North Star Gifts, which is in Juneau, as well as Diamond Island, which is also in Juneau, and the other business that was charged, or the other individual that was charged with associated with the business was Alaskan Heritage out of Ketchikan.
Schmidt said the catalyst for the investigation was years of complaints against the businesses trying to pawn off goods as Native art.
This was a targeted effort throughout Southeast. So just by the fact of the number of cases in the different areas, that this is a concern for the government, and this is something that we'll keep tabs on.
The maximum penalty for the charge is 1 year in jail or $100,000, with up to 5 years of probation or 1 year of supervised release. A call to Liebert at her Skagway store was not returned by press time. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.
Local healthcare providers in Haynes are recommending that anyone with a sore throat go to the clinic. The reason? Local cases of strep throat are at an all-time high. The bacterial infection, if left untreated, can cause serious complications. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
Unless you've been cheering loudly and often at local basketball games recently, the chances are pretty good that sore throat is strep. Dr. Pornson Linton, a practitioner at the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium in Haines, says in her 9 years as a provider here, she's never seen anything like this. She says other doctors and nurses agree that the recent strep outbreak is unusually robust.
This is the worst time ever we've seen strep like this. Usually we see, you know, occasionally here and there, but this is almost everyday thing.
The ailment has been going around for over 2 months, and while Linton couldn't pull out exact numbers, she says that more than several dozen people are infected. The main symptoms are sore throat and fever. Linton said about 90% of patients she's seen that have come in for a sore throat are diagnosed with strep.
Yeah, well, we don't know exact number. Sometimes we see about 3 or 4 patients a day, you know, and yeah, that's a lot since January.
The exact strain is not known, but Linton says a round of antibiotics, most commonly amoxicillin, will knock it out. Strep will eventually go away on its own, but it can take a month or more, and leaving it untreated can cause serious complications like sinus or throat infections, an immune system meltdown, even acute kidney inflammation or rheumatic fever.
And the complication is pretty significant for some people if they're not treated. But of course, you know, that one is not happening to everybody.
A telltale sign of the bacteria is red and or white splotches on the roof of the mouth or the back of the throat. But Linden says this particular bug is sneaky.
This is pretty unusual strep throat that we see, and even the exam on the throat, sometimes it doesn't look strep throat, but when we do the test, they are positive.
Other symptoms include nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, but
here's the really interesting thing about strep is that it can live in somebody's nose and throat without causing any signs or symptoms of illness at all.
That's Michelle Roundtree, a public health nurse in Haines. Both Roundtree and Linton agree that washing hands well and often is the best method of prevention. Also, if you have a sore throat, see a provider and then stay home to avoid spreading it.
If you have strep throat and you touch a surface and then I come along and touch that same surface, I'm not going to get strep throat. But if I'm talking to you and you sneeze, or some people, when they speak, they spit a little bit, or if you share a water glass or a water fountain, it's droplet-mediated in that that's how it gets from person to person.
The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reported Thursday that an unusually high number of strep cases have been reported in Whitehorse in recent weeks. And Linton said she was working in Togiak, 70 miles west of Dillingham in western Alaska, in January, and saw increased strep diagnoses there as well. In Skagway, at the Dahl Memorial Clinic, a spokesperson said they haven't had any strep diagnoses recently. According to the state epidemiologist's office, while strep is an infectious disease, it's not one that is tracked statewide. Strep symptoms usually subside within 24 to 48 hours if treated with antibiotics. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
The Skagway Panthers' run at regionals ended today with losses for the boys' and girls' teams. But both teams scored one victory each during the 1A tournament at Juneau's Thunder Mountain High School. The Skagway Panther girls lost 20-47 to the Klowoc Chieftains in their first game Wednesday night. But the next morning, they played a nail-biter against the Heidelberg Warriors and won by 2 points, 35-33. Today, the Panther girls played their final game against the Angoon Eagles and lost 28-49. The boys' team followed a similar trajectory. The first game was a 35-43 loss against Heidelberg, but the Panthers were victorious in their second game Thursday against Angoon. They handily won with a score of 40-24. The Panthers finished with a loss to the Hoona Braves Friday with a score of 36-49. You can listen to the games at khns.org. The Haines Glacier Bears will go to regionals next week in Sitka. Those games will be broadcast live when possible on KHNS. Tune in to KHNS next week to hear from basketball players who are competing in the Dick Hotch Memorial Tournament this weekend in Haines.
It's my home, you know. Basketball really means something up here and means something to me. And getting a chance to do this, I'll be 40 this year. And so, I mean, how do you not take advantage of the opportunity?
The tournament is happening now at the Haynes School. More games are scheduled for Saturday, and the championship game is at 1 p.m. Sunday. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.